central bank are undertaking a review of all changes to lending. And we're talking here about credit unions being able to give mortgages to their members. And at the moment, the central bank is undertaking a review. And the International Credit Union Regulators Network have looked at the legislation here in Ireland, and they're the global body of regulators. They're independent, and they have recommended that we need much more flexibility here, and we need to allow credit unions to increase the number of mortgages that they can give to their members. But unfortunately, we have a regulator who hasn't moved. So we've now got to the point that the minister agrees with what I'm saying, with what the credit unions are saying, with what a global body is saying, but we're waiting for the regulator to move. And I'm saying to the minister, it's now up to you to ensure that the regulator takes all of those concerns on board. Because, Donald, credit unions, I've said it to you time and time again, they're the most trusted organisation in the country. There's over 200 of them nationally. There's 16 of them in Donegal, in the major towns. They're not for profit. They're owned by their members, and they serve the community. But any financial organisation has to be able to give services to its members, and a part of that service is that members can get a mortgage. And right now, credit unions are operating with one hand tied behind their back.
Does the minister have the authority and the power to make a direction to the regulator to change the perception and change the conditions under which credit unions operate? Or do you believe this could take legislation coming before the Dáil? Because if it takes new legislation, it could be a very, very long process before there's real movement.
Well, we have legislation there, and to be fair, you know, two of our recent junior ministers, Sean Fleming and Jennifer Carol McNeill, you know, were put in place some good regulation and good legislation. But the problem is that the regulator now has to manage that, if you like. And the issue is that the regulator for credit unions sits in the central bank. And in my opinion, the regulator should be independent, should not be influenced by central bank thinking, and should be independent. Now, that's a separate issue. But I believe if a minister were to do that, that would be a hugely important step, because then it would be a regulator for credit unions, for the members. It's not that they'd be in favour of credit unions, but it's that they would be neutral and that they would look after the interests of the members of credit unions only. So if the minister doesn't have the power, and I'm not sure of the fine detail of that, Donald, so I won't pretend I am, but if he doesn't have the power to move the regulator on this, and I think he may, but if he doesn't, then immediately we need to see change on this, because we need to see credit unions being able to offer those services to their members, to those over 3 million people in this country who are members of credit unions.